dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us today. Folks, I'm going to get the numbers out of the way, and then I'm going to tell you who's coming up on the show. Folks, you're not going to want to miss either one of our guests today, because I know it's about February 1st. I know that the horse racing is right around the corner. Steve Anderson, Fawner Park track announcer, is set to join us. 1-888-455-3776, whatever topic's on your mind. Maybe you want to talk about Serena. Maybe you want to talk about the Australian Open. Apparently, from the sounds of things at the end of the show yesterday, perhaps you don't. Hell, you didn't even know who's playing in it.
Yeah, we were disappointed yesterday on our trivia question when no one could even get Federer. Like, you know, just outside of Tiger Woods, the most dominant guy in his sport nowadays.
Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and. It's not that difficult. A-N-D. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That is the email address. We've got emails coming in. Joe, very funny. Appreciate the email you sent us this morning. Also on the show today, Mike Wilkening, senior editor of Pro Football Weekly. Does the Vegas Dreaming section of Pro Football Weekly. He's already got his prediction.
Vegas?
No. See, it's right here. It's right in front of me.
No, I know. I see it. Vegas Dreaming. I want to dream of Vegas.
Mike Wilkening, he's already made his Super Bowl prediction. Wonder if he wants to change that, because I know they had to get this paper out earlier this week. He is set to join us at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to that. Douglas, how are you?
It's a Thursday. January's almost gone. Woohoo! Getting ready for February, as I like to call it, Hell Month. Which is basically now it's expanded into Hell 2 months. But, you know, next week we get into – now, I know there's some conference tournaments going on. We'll talk about that and who's playing tonight. But conference tournaments next week. Then we get into district wrestling. Then it's state wrestling, sub-district basketball, state tournaments. And before you know it, swimming comes in there for a week for state. And all of a sudden it's the middle of March and we're in the NCAA tournament. And it flies by. Not only is February a short month, but it flies by if you've got things going on in the high school and college sports scene here over the next month. Because it's going to be very busy. Very busy.
Then it slows down just a tad, I would say.
A little bit. A little bit. While the tracksters and the golfers try to get out and see if the weather's nice there in March and April. But, yeah, a little bit. A little bit. A little bit. Wow. Because I'm not very good at pronouncing all of the Chinese names, but you touched on it. Serena Williams wins 7-6, 7-6. Justine Henin takes 51 minutes in a semifinal of a Grand Slam to advance on 6-1, 6-love. Evidently had to get home. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So Serena and Henin. But anyway.
I just wonder what a ticket for the semifinal. And you got to be very disappointed when it goes 51 minutes, do you not?
Well, but you've got stack, 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 and then Andy Murray has moved on over Seelich. Didn't see that coming, Andy Roddick. 888-455-ESPN. Today, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Tri-City Storm. It's free tonight for the party on the pond. And then we have Fargo coming in tomorrow. They're home Saturday as well at 7:05 both nights. And day two of a family four-pack of tickets to the Nebraska women's basketball game against Oklahoma State Wednesday night in Lincoln.
Boy. Big scare. Big scare going to Lubbock, Texas. Never won there before.
Oh. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, how can it get any better than what happened last night? Nebraska has peaked. I mean, you can't be any better than 18-0 and fourth in the country in the coaches' poll and go to Lubbock and win 89-47. 89-47 over a pretty proud. I mean, this was the team in the Big 12 Conference when it was formed. Texas Tech playing for national championships and Cheryl Swoops and all that kind of that came out of there and they just humiliated
from the beginning. It was a 13-2 run, then a 17-4 run, I believe, in the first half.
When you win by 42, there's a lot of runs. There are a lot of runs. And then last night, Baylor played Texas A&M, I think it was. Halftime score was 17-11. Every once in a while, I wince at a low halftime game just doing a high school contest. 17-11, yeah. Top 15 college basketball. Yikes.
Is this, Douglas, I will come at you from a different standpoint, is this the lowest point in Nebraska basketball as far as a men's perspective? Last night's not only loss, but pretty much a beatdown to the University of Colorado.
Well, Colorado was picked 12th and Nebraska was picked 11th in the coaches' poll. So I guess this was Colorado's game to win at home, and Nebraska's going to have to beat them in Lincoln. But boy, oh boy, oh boy. You really thought Big Red had a chance to, they didn't have to be 0-5, but maybe 2-3 at this point in the Big 12. And now Oklahoma comes in who's struggling, but everybody that looks at Nebraska now knows that this is an opportunity to win a game. There's not going to be any ho-hums when you come to play Nebraska now. Three of the next four at home for the Big Red. I guess that's something to look forward to if you're on the team. But when the women are drawing almost two times as much as the men, problem. And Doc Sadler, I don't know. If this was anywhere else, and anybody, if you didn't like Doc, he would be so on the hot seat right now. Things haven't worked out down there, and you got to wonder. You got to wonder. I mean, they're pointing in the direction of two conference wins max right now, and they're 0-5. That means 16. So you go 2-11 or 2-12, 2-14 in the conference. There's a lot of games left. No, I mean, yeah, maybe they find something starts clicking here, and Stan Hardinger wises up and gets his grades going again. But I mean, if this team finishes 2-9 the rest of the way, and goes, what would that make them, 14-17? That's unacceptable.
And you got to be .500 to get in the NIT, correct?
Or the CBI,
anything. So yeah, it looks like a real uphill battle for that team, and for all the hope and promise he started off the year with. I know they're young. I know other than Ryan Anderson.
They've been young for a little too long, Tony.
Yeah, no.
They've been young too long, all right?
But the only junior...
That excuse is all over.
Douglas, I still say the only person on that court that's a junior or senior is Ryan Anderson. The only person. They're redshirt freshmen, they're freshmen, they're sophomores. They're trying to find their way through the Big 12, and this year, it's a tough league to find themselves, too, when you got, well, especially you got the Big Three, and with what Frank Martin's done at Kansas State, throw them in. That's the third of the Big Three, Texas, Kansas, Kansas State. How do you get Kansas State? Do you ever think you'd see them ranked eighth, ninth in basketball? Well, you never thought they'd do what they did under Bill Snyder in football. Well, now they're doing it. Yeah, you know, I can see the deal with Bob Huggins. You know, you get a big-time coach like that or a big-name coach like that, call him a cheater, call him what you want. Not exactly morally grounded or a coach, but nonetheless, he brings in talent like a Beasley, you know, like Bill Walker. They get it done. I can see that for a year. They've been able to do it for a couple, 3 years in a row now, which pretty much scares me. That scares a lot of people, I think, in the Big 12 North. They are the power, along with Kansas, in the Big 12 North, as we needed another power, as Kansas is year in and year out.
Well, it wasn't on paper going to be a good matchup last night, but what a couple of games for Hastings College. The women go out and do what they're supposed to do.
Uh-oh, Jeremy Slough just scored again, by the way. Slough just scored again, by the way. What was that? A four-year arena record? A four-year arena record?
Well, it's a GPAC record, and they don't know, but we're sure it's a Hastings College record. 61 points last night in a 129-124 four-overtime game. One of those games that should never have been close to begin with, but they get behind by 12. Midland is now 3-21, and Hastings is actually 17-5, but one of those, I guess, you walk into and all of a sudden you run into their hot game and they find a way to win it. 129-124 in four overtimes, 61 points for Jeremiah Slough, the Donovan Trumbull grad, 18-32 shooting, 8 of 15 from three-point land, 17 of 21 free throws last night, and he only had 37 after regulation. So he scores 24 of those in the four overtimes.
Great. You know, you're 61, four overtimes. I don't care if you get how many overtimes it goes. That's an amazing performance. And just look at what he shot. Those aren't Allen Iverson numbers. You know, if he'd have been 18 for 59 or something, okay, I understand. But you know what? Very, very, very good shooting percentages. Three-point range and inside the arc, so good for him.
Well, there you go. A big game for him, and I know that they're going to get ready to go to Morningside on Saturday. The women, they have won 17 in a row. They're now 21-2 on the season, 11-0 in the conference, and Lindsay Ducey, 25 points, 20 of those in the first half, and perfect 16-16 from the free throw line for the team as they beat Midland 75-44. So that's what's going on with the Hastings College basketball teams last night. So Husker women and Hastings College wins, Husker men lose. UNK is off until Saturday when they come home for games at 1 and 3 o'clock, and then the wrestling team will host number one UNO in a duel at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Conference tournament's going on tonight, but as Daddy mentioned, we're going to get a little look at the Super Bowl with our senior editor from Pro Football Weekly and Mike Wilkinkin, and we will also catch up with Steve Anderson coming up, the Fauner Park track announcer, in just a moment. So let's take a break. We'll do that after this timeout.
The kids want to go out to play, the dog wants to run around the yard, and you want a beautiful-looking lawn. We're BioGreen, and you should get to know us for residential and commercial lawn service. At BioGreen, we use all-natural products so we can treat your yard, and you can enjoy it right away. Fertilization, landscape nutrition, let BioGreen spray, and you can play. Ask us about weed control. Call 308-708-1747 or log on to BioGreen.com. Serving the Tri-City area, we're BioGreen. Get to know us.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry products. We can provide your brick and stone needs. Call on us for help in selecting your face brick and stone for your home or business. We are the experts in our region for these products with over 140 years of experience. We are particular about the products we sell with a high level of customer service at both locations. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products. Building generations, one block at a time.
Are you covered? For Tiger Tough tarps, you need Hastings Canvas Company. Custom-made tarps, awnings, and boat covers. Plus, custom-made canvas products like air conditioner and generator covers, tractor umbrellas, and more. All custom-made to your specs. We've been in business for nearly 80 years for a reason. We're not happy unless you're happy. On the corner of Eastside Boulevard and 3rd in Hastings. Call today for a free estimate. 462-6615. Hastings Canvas Company. Tiger Tough tarps.
Saturday, it's an interconference matchup pitting teams right next to each other in the rankings. 7th-ranked Georgetown hosting number 8 Duke. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horowitz of Westwood One. Join John Todges, John Thompson, and me at the Verizon Center for all the action. Can the Hoyas bounce back from their blowout loss at Syracuse, or will the Blue Devils win another one against a ranked opponent? Duke, Georgetown. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Duke and Georgetown, Saturday at noon on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures around 23. Winds will stay to the north around 5 to 10 miles per hour. That sky's turned partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 4 above. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18.
The Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Woo! Coming up on the program in just a couple of moments, we're going to talk with Steve Anderson, Fauner Park track announcer. We've got a couple of football oral commitments. Just been told by the folks over at Elm Creek that Derek Foster, their fine all-around player, has decided to walk on at the University of Nebraska, Daddy.
I'll be interested to see how that works out. I think he's as shifty as anybody we saw here, Doug, that's for certain. Undoubtedly. A couple more other kids from the area. Zach Albrecht from Kearney High School looks like headed to Colorado State Pueblo. And Matt Bowman from Kearney Catholic going to walk on at Kansas State. So, big-time offer for him to walk on. Hopefully earn a scholarship there. That's according to Kearney Catholic head coach Dave Colling.
All right, so there you go. Grand Island native Ariel Krolikowski is transferring to UNK. In fact, she's here. Just made official that she is going to be part of the Loper volleyball and track teams after leaving Louisiana Lafayette. She has 3 years of eligibility remaining in volleyball and 4 in track. As we said, enrolled for the spring semester. She was a 4-time Class A state medalist in the high jump and 2-time runner-up in the long jump. She also was on the 4x100-meter relay team that medaled. In volleyball, she led the Islanders to the Class A state finals in 06 and 07. And as a senior in 08, she had 430 kills, first-team Class A honors for Ariel Krolikowski, who is coming to the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And we welcome you back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, we like to hear it. People out there on the radio like to hear it.
All right, here you go. Steve can't hear it.
Good racing here at Fauner Park. Race 5 is now underway. They head Combo Tuffy.
Combo
takes the lead
Tuffy!
By a length over the one horse Deep Blue Goodbye and Call Me the Champ. Somebody has lost a jockey. Looks like the 6-horse Pillar Starbuck is not running today.
Steve Anderson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, folks, again, one of the all-time highlights from the time I've known Daddy to stand in the pit at the top of, I guess it's not a pit if it's at the top, but in the press box high atop Fauner Park. And to listen to Daddy have an opportunity to call a race, not over the PA, but to do the race alongside and did it on the local radio in Grand Island. And then to have the fortunate, just to be so fortunate that the race turned into a classic with one of the jockeys who it was fine but got spilled. And, of course, that horse came charging down and it just the whole thing. Maybe we'll play the whole thing after Steve gets off the air. But Steve Anderson, Fauner Park track announcer, still enjoying vacation right now for another few weeks, 3 weeks. Steve, how's it going?
It's almost race time. Hi, guys. I got to work on my call because you got guys like Daddy nipping at your heels wanting your job all the time. And it's going great, and I've been in my three-point stance to bust out of the block since the Breeders' Cup, and that goes clear back to the first week of November, so it's time.
Steve, one thing that hasn't probably favored Fauner Park this year, other than any, is the weather has just not been good. Have they had the horses out on the track? Have they been getting ready at Fauner Park?
They finally opened up the main track, Daddy, a week ago Monday on the, which would have been Martin Luther King Day, the 18th. The half-mile practice track, as I call it, was open though the week prior, but boy, they're both in terrible shape. Up until, you know, maybe midweek a week ago, and now the cold has chased them all out. I have not seen many horses out on the track. Racing Secretary Doug Shep, about this time every year, says that on paper those barns are full. Plus, they've had over 1,400 applications, but my gosh, I'll tell you what. When I took a stroll back through there, I thought I could count all the horses on two hands, but this has been the toughest start I have seen, and I've lived here my whole life, clear back to when I was a kid. We're talking 50-plus years now, and fortunately they've moved the season back a week to start and cut off a couple of days in those first couple of weeks, and it looks like the timing might be right in that regard because, man, it's just been miserable condition-wise and weather-wise? Is there going to be a break in the weather, guys? Give me some positive news.
They're not saying anything. When they said 38 this week was going to be the nicest day for quite a while, and I don't see anything that's above 35 for about a week here. So, and if that wind keeps going, we're just in bad, bad shape. Early winds usually wait till it gets a little warmer before it blows us over. But Steve Anderson from Fauner Park joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You touched on it, Steve. There will be a change this year in the racing format, the racing card, when they start, when they end. The first couple of Sundays will be dark as well once they get going. Talk about the changes at Fauner and the pluses and the negatives.
Well, does less mean better? Certainly the people I work for have their fingers crossed and are hoping so. And I've even heard some of the horsemen and the people that are on the political end of the HBPA say, it wouldn't be our choice to run fewer days. But we haven't salvaged, we haven't given up anything. We still have a tremendous stakes schedule intact every Saturday throughout the entire meet. And there's 12 Saturdays, guys, that will have a marquee race of some sort. With a lot of history and tradition mixed in, you know how I love Saturdays, guys. And if for Grand Island, Nebraska, those 12 Saturdays during live horse racing are our Nebraska football days. Certainly not in the same context as what we've become accustomed to down in Lincoln. But if you have not experienced Saturday at Fauner Park, you're really doing yourself a disfavor. It's electric. It's the place to be. It's part of our heritage here in Grand Island. And regardless of what the future has in hand as far as live horse racing is concerned, we're not going to go down without a fight. Things are still alive and well here. They have taken off 4 days with a mutual agreement of the horsemen pitching in and agreeing as well to keep the purse structure intact, to try to dodge bad weather, and not run on, let's say, Mother's Day and graduation day. They have knocked off a few Sundays, and then a Thursday prior to Easter as well, which just flat out was a terrible day. So when you mix it all in the bag and it comes out looking like less certainly is going in the wrong direction, we're hoping that it means more. Live racing has held its own over the course of my now 8-year reign as the voice of Nebraska Thoroughbred Horse Racing. It's the big picture. It's the overall simulcasting revenues that continue on year-round 12 months out of the year that's really taken a hit from the economy, from the competition, from those doggone dirty casinos on the river on the Iowa side that's just trying to suck every gambling dollar out of this state that they can, and they won't go away till they get it all. And it's our hope that day is never going to come, but we've got plenty of horses that are expected to show up on the grounds, plenty of riders that are still hungry enough to call Nebraska home that are going to be coming back here, trainers and the like that, we're going to come out of the chutes running, guys, and you just keep your fingers crossed that the weather cooperates and we all get a chance to hear Big Daddy call another combo tuppy kind of a race.
Well, Steve, you and I have talked off the air, both big proponents of the horse racing in Nebraska. As far as the whole circuit goes, are there any major changes this year? Have we had to make some concessions in that regard?
On paper, no. There is some developments in the state legislature, Daddy, and you know how I get up in my chair and start ranting and raving about that.
Please do.
I refuse to let him break my heart down there in Lincoln, because to anticipate that they would ever do the right thing as well, you can't expect that to happen. But satellite wagering has come out of committee now and gone to the floor. This is a bit of bright news. You could have Daddy, right in your own backyard, a facility there, where you can watch and wager on not only Fauner Park racing, but any other racing in the state of Nebraska, as well as simulcasting from around the country. And this is a long ways away from being a reality, but at least they're talking about it down in Lincoln. Whether it has to go to the vote of the people or the legislative people themselves just enact it and make it a law, I don't know how that's going to come out, but you know, the expanded gambling issue is a dead duck. We are never going to live long enough to see Nebraska do the right thing and allow the racetracks to have slot machines, which would generate then monies for the horse racing side to attract better horses, bigger purses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the way they do it everywhere else in the country. They've told us at the ballot box, we do not want expanded gambling in Nebraska, and I take the public at their word, it's not going to happen. But the satellite wagering is just another expansion of what already does exist here, and that's pari-mutuel wagering. So, yeah, that's a positive. At least they're talking about it. I hope somebody gets off their duff and does something about it and gets this thing going. And Hastings would have a satellite facility. Kearney, the western end of the state, starving for horse racing, needs it and wants it desperately. North Platte, Scotts Bluff, Shadron up in the northwest, down in McCook, there's lots of horsemen in those areas that are, especially in the breeding industry, that have been dying on the vine over all these years, and that's a positive. Whether it comes to fruition, I have no idea.
Now, of course, last year, a bill to allow slot machines at horse tracks failed. This past Monday, a legislative hearing was held on two different measures that would allow betting on televised simulcast horse races at facilities approved at the city or county levels. The senator from Wilbur has a proposed constitutional amendment that would have to be approved by voters statewide for this to happen. I didn't know that we'd had to go that far along, but I guess we'll find out. Steve Anderson joins us here. I guess you said that you don't think it's going to happen, Steve.
Well, the expanded gambling thing isn't going to happen. I've thrown in the towel on that one. But the satellite wagering, you know, I think there's more than a flicker of hope there. And but it isn't going to happen overnight. Obviously, what you have just read, you know, this thing may drag on for, who knows, months, years. It's hard to say. But we're still optimistic here. I can't wait for the bell to go off, 3 weeks from tomorrow. You know, the ticket sales have been brisk. There's still tables available in the clubhouse, but not very many good tables, I don't think. I mean, that's an indication that the people still want live horse racing here. It's a tremendous boost to our economy. I don't know when the last time you came over the Fauner Park guys, but boy, have we gotten a facelift. There's six huge, monstrous buildings going up. Of course, we're going to house the Nebraska State Fair. Who would have ever thunk it, huh, Tony?
Yeah.
that thing would be coming. There's lots of great things going on over here. It's almost coming too fast, too hard. It's really unbelievable. And we don't want horse racing to get lost in the mix. You know me, I've tied the rope around my waist, and I'm fighting for dear life. It's been part of my family for as long as I can remember, and doggone it's not going to go away without a fight. And so we just continue on. This is our 57th year, and, you know, I know you're going to want to get rid of me here shortly, guys, but, Doug, I don't know if Big Daddy has ever met a microphone he didn't fall in love with, but he topped himself on Breeders' Cup Day. I had a chance of running into Big Daddy in a lobby of a downtown hotel right before the Nebraska-Colorado football game. We're watching the classic Breeders' Cup race. Daddy, with his favorite beverage in hand, modified it to use it as a microphone, began calling the play-by-play of the classic. And people came from near and far. We had that hotel lobby packed. And suddenly he said, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest amongst us today, the voice of Nebraska horse racing, Steve Anderson. What do you think about this race? And for the first time in my life, I was speechless. I didn't say a word.
Or petrified.
Daddy's clearing people away from the big screen because they're blocking the horses from being able to walk into the gate. Doug, I'm telling you, it was priceless. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Now, they may want to commit him to an asylum someday, but right now, he's full of himself. Terrific guy.
Steve, there's way too many stories. There's way
Absolutely.
Too many stories. I think I'm happy that you got to see one of the sights, and I'm sure that he was thrown out shortly after all of that occurred.
I would agree with you. I haven't seen or heard of him since until this morning. So thank heavens he's back in the saddle.
You know, one thing I love when we talk about expanding gambling, and the reason it won't take place in Nebraska is because of the money going into the legislators' pockets in Lincoln and Omaha. I love when you throw that out there, Steve.
Well, you know, doggone it, it's like having somebody give you a tip on a horse. I mean, I've never had anybody disagree with me. I mean, what's going on in Lincoln and Omaha? How can they ignore the fact that all these cars are sitting there in those parking lots on the Iowa side of the Missouri River, and millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars are being sucked out of this state, and sit there and turn your back and walk away and not feel anything? Guilt? Are these guys on the dole? There's got to be some collusion going on here. And nobody is ever held accountable for that. Is it a dirty little secret that we don't want to talk about in this state? It just defies explanation in my mind.
That's just like porn at the airport, Steve. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Good Lord, where are we going? Well, I'll throw my two cents in. They bungled this up 20 years ago when Nebraska could have had it before Iowa did, and since then, it's kind of all went downhill. But we can debate this forever. We know what side of the fence that we're on, and hopefully we always have a great time, and everybody that we've always went with has a great time at Fodder Park, and we're looking forward to opening day, which is February 19th, right, Steve?
3 weeks from tomorrow, and please come over. You know the door's always unlocked on the back of that press box on top of the roof, and you're always invited, and Daddy, the microphone up there loves you too, trust me.
Oh, good Lord. Steve-O, thanks for the invite. We'll see you next month, buddy.
Hey, so long, everybody.
Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fodder Park and throughout the state of Nebraska, Lincoln as well, bringing us an update. And, we wanted to talk a little bit about Fodder, and folks have already started talking about it. It does start a week later than usual. But like I said, it's so busy in February for what I'm doing. But when March rolls around, the end of March, and then, of course, April, you know, when everything is in stride there, it's a fun time when the weather's beautiful and folks go to Fodder Park. It's still a lot of fun.
Well, it's a real treat to get to be up and close and see Steve do what he does, because it's amazing to have the 7, 8, 9, 10 head of horses go out of that gate and to be able to rattle those names off. Doug, it's a gift that you have to be able to call sporting events. It's a gift that Steve has, which folks try and do it one time. One time, and they let me do that. It's just something that's very, very difficult.
It's been a while. It's been a while. This is probably 4 years ago.
Yeah, this has been a while.
About 4 years ago, maybe at the very beginning of your tenure here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you've never heard it, folks, this was just a random Saturday afternoon on a special trip where a bunch of us went over to Fodder Park. We went up and saw Steve, and they said, Daddy, why don't you call a race? And here is how that went down.
Good racing here at Fodder Park. Race 5 is now underway. They head Combo Tuffy takes the lead by a length over the one horse Deep Blue Goodbye and Call Me the Champ. Somebody's lost a jockey. Looks like the 6-horse Pillar Starbuck is not running today. As they head around the second corner coming in the grandstand first time around, that's a 5-horse Combo Tuffy. He's up by 5 lengths right now, followed by the 1-horse Deep Blue Goodbye and Call Me Champ. On the outside, one link behind them is Tyson Squall as they head in front of the grandstand. The 5-horse Combo Tuffy leads it by 4. Deep Blue Goodbye on the inside and Call Me Champ on the outside of him. 2 back to Tyson Squall. The rest of the field trails them by 2 as they head to the backside. Combo's Tuffy still 4 links ahead of the pack as they head around the second corner back on the backside. The 1-horse is now separated from Call Me the Champ as Deep Blue Goodbye is making a move on the outside of Combo's Tucky. Now way on the outside, here comes That's All, folks. That's All, folks. Down on the inside, the 7-horse favorite Companion making a move. All the way on the outside, That's All, folks, has taken the lead of Deep Blue Goodbye, and the plow has just been thrown out on Combo Tuffy. The 4-horse is now That's All, folks, and Deep Blue Goodbye. Battle it as they come down the stretch. It's going to be those two as they head to the wire, 6 ahead. They're 6 ahead except for the horse that lost the rider, Pillar Starbuck. Deep Blue Goodbye Deep Blue Goodbye, and that's all, folks. Head to the wire, and that's all, folks, is your winner. The one horse, Deep Blue Goodbye, second. And the three horse, Tyson Squall, up for the show. And I'll tell you, right at the wire, that six horse, Pillar Starbuck, did not have a jockey on him, but he actually won the race, I think.
Oh, folks, I wish you could have been there. I wish you could have been there. Daddy,
these
tried to
these horses are side by side, and this thing, it could have been disaster. I mean, somebody could have got hurt out of this deal.
Daddy's that horse trying right to get those horses, and then all of a sudden, here comes the riderless horse. Broom, broom, broom. You know, usually they lose their rider. They're running around on the backside and stopping to see if they can put their head through the fence and pick up some grass or some food out there. Not this horse. He didn't even know there was no jockey on him. He just kept running around and running around, and right as they came for the wire, woo! Pillar Starbuck comes running across the wire. That's incredible. That is incredible. I want to give away some hockey tickets as we go to the break. We're going to give you a family four-pack of tickets. You pick the night you want to go, Friday or Saturday. Caller 5-888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Call now. Caller 5. You get a family four-pack of tickets to the Tri-City Storm this weekend. Coming up, we talk a little football as we go to Pro Football Weekly and catch up with Mike Wilkening, the senior editor. He's just around the corner.
Near as folks can remember, ice hockey got its start about 200 years ago in 1810 Nova Scotia. A game sometimes called shinny, played by Scottish and Irish immigrants and British soldiers. Later, McGill University students gave it its first formal rules. Among other things, replacing a ball with a wooden puck. And remember, for its first 170 or so years, the game was mostly outdoors. And that's where the Tri-City Storm takes it back Thursday with the pregame on the pond at Yanny Park. This free event lets you get up close and personal with the Storm players and coaches. Beginning just before 6 o'clock, gather at the community center at Yanny Park. Coach Drew Shinnick will put the players through their drills. There'll be an opportunity to skate on the pond with the players. So take a free hot chocolate. Help celebrate hockey weekend across America. Thursday with the Tri-City Storm, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and Storm Radio for Central Nebraska Classic Hits, 98.9 FM.
This is football champion Michael Strahan. With my busy schedule, I've found quick and easy ways to keep myself healthy. I've learned how to get a full body workout in just 15 minutes and stronger, more resilient skin in less than 15 seconds with Vaseline Men Fast Absorbing Lotion. Log on to StrongerSkin.com to see how I stay healthy and in shape no matter where I am. And enter for a chance to win a trip to Los Angeles for a private session with the personal trainer to the pros, as well as weekly prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See www.StrongerSkin.com for rules.
Wow, dude, that net's huge. What do you think we're fishing for, a whale?
Nope, boat.
Be part of Catch a Boat, where one lucky angler will land a brand new boat. Every day you play is another chance to win a Sylvan Explorer fishing boat with an Evinrude motor. And on your first cast of each day, you have a chance to win one of our great daily prizes. To start playing, Google Catch a Boat or visit TakeMeFishing.org. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States, 18 and old, void where prohibited. Promotion ends 3-1-10. For official rules and complete details, visit TakeMeFishing.org.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. Charter West National Bank.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures around 23. Winds will stay to the north around 5 to 10 miles per hour. The skies turn partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 4 above. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe's trying. That's all I can tell you. But we did give away some tickets to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Who's our winner?
Our winner, Aaron in Hastings. He's got four tickets to Saturday's game.
All right. He's going to see the Storm play on Saturday. And we want to remind folks that it's a busy week if you're a Storm hockey fan. You can actually see him three straight nights because tonight is pregame on the pond. It's part of Hockey Weekend Across America. It starts tonight at 6 o'clock at Yanny's Heritage Park. A rink has been carved out of the lake. Storm players will go through drills, share game strategies. They'll play pickup hockey as part of the exhibition. There's a public skate with the team hosted after the scrimmage. Storm also intends to include youth and adult hockey players from Kearney Leagues in the festivities. Should be fun tonight. 6 o'clock. We'll be there on hand. Derek will be there with the ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9 crew tonight and getting ready for pregame on the pond. What do you think, Derek?
That's going to be a good time. I think it's going to be a good time. I was worried about the wind. Obviously, the wind's not blowing today, so couldn't ask for much better weather, and it's going to be fun, I think.
So put the coat on, put the hat on, and come out and enjoy some hockey right out in the middle of nature, just like you've seen it so many times before at Yanny Heritage Park, and it gets underway tonight at 6, then into the arena Friday, Fargo, Sioux City, Saturday, 7:05. Both nights. And of course, you might need to warm up a little bit. Why not get the gear at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, where they've got the shoes to go on your feet. They're all on sale. Then we work our way up. You might want a Red Ledge ski pants. They're on sale. How about some ski coats that are half off from Red Ledge? So you put that on top, maybe on top of that hooded sweatshirt that you've picked up that's on sale as well at Misco Sports. Then you throw some Columbia gloves on. Then how about a wigwam, a Nike or an Adidas stocking cap? You should be ready to go. Ready to go. They've got you all outfitted, open 7 days a week. And, of course, on Thursday, which, that's today, open till 8. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Yeah, check with them. They might have a Houston Oilers or Baltimore Colts stocking hat as well.
You think that could happen? Could possibly happen. You know, we're going to give away some Nebraska basketball tickets before the end of the show. We've also been giving away some $20 gift cards to the Bourbon Street Bistro in town. Joe has been trying very hard to convince us that he should be the winner of one of these via the email at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe, who works at a pizza place over the lunch hour during the week, says he found it funny while we read his email yesterday and said that we would make him earn his certificate. Well, he says he's happy to earn it, but yesterday he's making the pizza right in the middle of lunch. We asked the trivia question again, and for the second straight day, he's yelling at the radio while his coworkers are laughing at him yesterday. He goes, my hands were making pizza. The customers were in the store. My coworker found it extremely funny. He says maybe we should just come over and do a show so he can run out in the parking lot and yell at us when it's time to give this away. So enjoy the show. Thanks for the second chance. He says, I have a feeling when I get the third, I will come through on his third chance. And then we'll ask him some weird question about curling or the winter X Games, Joe and Carney. You're probably right. X Games start tonight.
Oh, no interest there.
if nothing else is on and one of those guys is coming down a half pipe, fine. I don't want to see some idiot doing backflips on his snowmobile. What is that? I mean, what is that? Seriously. If you give me some skis. It's the Winter X Games. Did they do any ski jumping? No. No. Slap a board on your feet and do 100 different things. There you go. Maybe motorcycles going down. Snowmobiles going down.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, there you go. So that's what we've got. That's what we have got. Wouldn't it be the greatest idea to allow gambling in Nebraska? Not only could we get slots out at the tracks, but we can turn the arch into an awesome casino, build some hotels out there to connect to it, and the money starts rolling in. That's not the first time that's been brought up.
Just the whole expanded gambling has just been killed in Nebraska. And I, you know what? And I've said this 100 times. I'll say it again. If you don't want gambling, I have no problem with that. But I don't want to be able to buy a pickle card. I don't want to be able to buy a lottery ticket. I don't want to play Powerball. If you don't want it in Nebraska, then vote it down. It won't benefit any church. It won't benefit any school. It won't benefit anything. It will just, that will be fine. You don't want it, don't have it, but get rid of all of it. It makes no sense to me how you can have, you don't want gambling, but I want $20 in pickle cards. That don't make sense to me.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with more and your chance to win some tickets to Wednesday night's Husker women's basketball game against Oklahoma State after this.
Hey, everybody, Mike Golic here, and I feel like I'm always struggling to find a good sports bar around here. But I recently learned how easy it can be. I went to Yahoo Search and typed in sports bar and my zip code. Everything I needed was right there at the top of the page. I read user reviews, found just what I was looking for, got directions, just what I needed, just one search. So next time you're looking for a local spot, give Yahoo Search a try. Just search sports bar or whatever you're looking for, plus your zip code, and yahoo.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Here is the Crossroads Ford Bargains of the Week. A 2007 Ford F-150 Crew Cab 4x4 with XLT trim. It was just traded in, just $25,009. How about a 2008 Nissan Altima 2.5S four-door? Was $19,000, now just $17,009. Look at this, a 2008 Ford Escape front-wheel drive XLT, priced to sell fast, just $13,009. At Crossroads Ford, we are dealing and we need your trade-in. Stop and see us today.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln, Mercury.
More great high school basketball action can be heard on our network of stations this week. On Classic Hits 98.9, Thursday, Pleasanton is at Ravenna, and Friday, Elm Creek will be hosting Overton. On ESPN 1460, Friday, Kearney High is at Columbus. Thursday, on 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia girls play Wahoo Newman, and Friday, the St. Cecilia boys take on Fremont Bergen. And on the Breeze 94.5, Thursday, Sutton is at Sandy Creek. Friday, Lawrence Nelson is at Silver Lake. Plus, all the games are on the web at ESPN Superstation.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures around 23. Winds will stay to the north around 5 to 10 miles per hour. The skies turn partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 4 above. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18.
Crazy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet.
Bring down a Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, our senior editor from Pro Football Weekly, Mike Wilkening, was scheduled to join us, but he has told us that they're backed up there as well, doing one of their national segments, and so we're going to have him join us tomorrow on the show, Friday Football, to talk a little Super Bowl and get his selection. I was going to ask Steve-O who he liked in the Super Bowl, so I'll have to email Steve-O.
We'll get that answer think. For you.
Right now, though, it's your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Nebraska women's basketball game Wednesday night at the Devaney Center, and these are decent tickets, folks. B section, chair backs, they're very nice. Section B14, Nebraska, Oklahoma State, next Wednesday night. Tip-off is at 7:05. Nebraska gets by Colorado on the road Saturday. They'll be an unbeaten 19-0 and ranked in the top five in the country in both polls. Here is your trivia question today. She was out of Alliance, Nebraska, and recently had her school records broken there by the young lady that's going to be coming to the University of Nebraska. And then she went on to Nebraska, played basketball, ended up coaching at UNK. Amy Stevens, who's now at Drake. Here's the question. What number was Amy Stevens at the University of Nebraska? 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. The first correct caller will pick up a four-pack of tickets to next Wednesday's game, Nebraska and Oklahoma State. What number was Amy Stevens when she played at the University of Nebraska?
That's a very difficult question.
Of course it's difficult. We got a lot of people that want these tickets. Let's see if they can step up and get it done. By the way, former Storm player Jack Hillen, a lot of people may not have realized this, but he was the young man that took the Alex Ovechkin slap shot in the face Tuesday night. And there was a picture in the Kearney Hub of it yesterday where he's just holding the towel up to his mouth. It doesn't. You can't really tell anything. You know he got smacked. But he had surgery Tuesday night, broken jaw, damaged teeth, expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. And Hillen played for the Storm in the 03 and 04 season. So there you go.
He said 42 guesses.
A lot of guesses. Well, you know, we didn't say that everybody on the show is the smartest person out there. Yesterday we asked him how many.
It's not 23!
We asked him yesterday. How many state championships Sandy Creek had won last decade? Somebody guessed 12.
Oh boy!
So there you go. Volleyball doesn't look like it's going to find its way to Lincoln or Omaha in the near future. That's because yesterday the NCAA handed out its regionals for the next 2 years, and Omaha, who's had either a regional or a Final Four for the last 5 years, was left out. Dayton, Ohio. And then Penn State, Texas, and Washington will host in 2010. Florida, Hawaii, Kentucky, and Minnesota will host regionals in 2011. So there you go. Nebraska, if the volleyball program is right where everybody thinks it's going to be, they're going to have to go through one of those sites the next couple years. Still no winner, huh?
Still no winner.
Amy Stevens, jersey number at the University of Nebraska. A clue? It's not a single digit, folks. It's above 10. So it's above 12. Somebody just guessed 12. It's higher than that. So keep guessing. Try to get rid of 14.
Nobody's been within 5.
Nobody's close?
It's above 30, people.
One person has been within 3. Other than that, no one's been
It's above
close.
30? Daddy just said it's above 30. So, folks, start guessing above 30, and we'll see if you can bring that home. Oh, I think we've kind of cleared out everything that we needed to talk about today.
Yeah, pop up the MSN page, you know, check out the local sports story, national sports stories today. And you know, you're browsing around, you're just having a glance in the middle of the page, and here's what the headline says, Doug. Another man pregnant.
No, see, why?
That's what I said, why? Why do we have to go there? Another one? Is this becoming commonplace? I know it's 2010, folks, but let's hope that doesn't become commonplace. It was right there front and center this morning. I didn't understand it. She's having a hell of a time with that question.
Have you ever seen anybody with the jersey number 38? Ever? Ever? Come on, people. Come on. I didn't mean for it to be that hard. Let's get it together. Come on. Still, it's above 30, Amy Stevens' number. It's between 30 and 40.
It's between 30 and 37.
There you go. Okay, that's enough. If you can't get it by now, then you don't deserve the tickets. 888-455-ESPN. The line right now at the Super Bowl is right around 5.5 now everywhere, Daddy. You think it's going to move anymore after this?
See, it's tough to move it now because they've got it on a dead number. There's going to be a winner and there's going to be a loser. A lot of times that six becomes a monster number. Six and six and a half, seven, those are monster big numbers. Five and a half is a dead number. Five's a dead number. I don't expect it. It'd be tough to move it, I think.
Well, they have named who is singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, Daddy. And they've also now added America the Beautiful to every sporting event that we're going to play in. And hopefully someday there'll be a Canadian playing on the team and we can sing their national anthem and blah, 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 blah. Queen Latifah will be singing America the Beautiful and the national anthem.
Oh, yes.
What?
Four tickets to the women's basketball game. There'll be a meeting after the show today. You're gone for a day, and you think you run the place. We made it 58 minutes. I'm going to reach over and smack you. I'm going to reach over and smack you on the back of the head. Derek's taking 100 phone calls, busting his butt over there, doing a great job. And you screw things up.
Well, why would you hand me two of them in a rubber band?
You took them. Remember? You just grabbed them. You grabbed them.
Let's give away these four tickets. Well, there's only two of them.
A family four-pack every day, as we've said like 100 times on the show. We'll have a meeting afterwards, and we'll discuss how you're getting fewer days on this program, apparently. Good Lord. Carrie Underwood's going to sing the national anthem. Queen Latifah, America the Beautiful, The Who will perform at halftime.
Like The Who. Star of CSI Miami, by the way.
Tomorrow we will catch up with Mike Wilkening from the Pro Football Weekly senior editor to talk about the Super Bowl. We want to thank Steve Anderson, Fonner Park announcer, for joining us on the show today. We'll give away more Tri-City Storm and Nebraska women's basketball tickets on the show tomorrow.
Hey, look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Drew, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!